Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Reading Heathens. I'm your host, Adam B., here with your other host, Daniel T. How you doing, Daniel?
Hi. I'm doing great. I'm still a little raspy. I was eating beans and tuna fish right before we started this.
I don't think there's been a single episode where your high hasn't sounded like you were currently gargling.
I don't do any of those throat exercises that we learned in the first day of acting class that we all took.
You don't do any of the, I can't even remember one. I never did those things.
It was silly. I still don't believe in it. Everyone tries to tell me there's some science. I still don't believe them. All these years working in live theater and theater productions and things like that, I just got annoyed at actors doing the whole, that thing, or like, you know, just
I never heard that one. The bumblebee.
Well, that's more of like a choir thing, where you sing bumblebee and you go higher and higher each time.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the same as other ones I use with different words.
I had a girl. I had a this. This actor one time, and they would just do like a yeah yeah, but like a real high pitch, like yeah, and that's how they, through the halls of the theater, that's how they warm themselves up.
Was this in a professional setting?
I mean it was in Kansas, so I mean there's not that much real professional theater in Kansas, so, but it was supposed to be.
Well, I want to go ahead and say right now that my recording software or my microphone is being awful. I decided to join you and get the same microphone set up you're working with, Daniel, and so far it's been awful. It's been a disaster. I'm watching my waveform get smaller and smaller, which means I'm getting closer and closer to my mic, so I may just be popping all over the place.
Maybe. Well, actually, you know what? I'm always eating my mics. Maybe that's why it works for me. But also, I think even listeners of this podcast, if they're true listeners, they're probably saying, "Hey, Adam, why did you trust Daniel to pick out the good microphone situation?"
Well, I thought it sounded pretty good, but I think I might have just been going crazy.
Well, over these Google Hangouts, you sound good to me, Adam.
Well, that's good, Daniel. I wanted to mention, I'm drinking out of your fantastic birthday gift over here.
Oh, fancy.
Daniel got me the whiskey glasses from Blade Runner, which is something I've wanted for a long time, but I didn't tell Daniel that, which means he's good at giving presents.
I saw that, and knowing we've been pals for many years now, I knew that would be when I actually watched Blade Runner in November 2019 in Los Angeles, just a couple streets away from that apartment building that a whole lot of the movie takes part in.
Yeah, the Bradbury building over there?
Yeah, I think so, over there in downtown. And I saw those glasses, and I was like, you know what, I would love to drink out of that. And I think Adam would too. I'm actually going to buy a pair for myself.
Oh, you haven't yet?
No, I just haven't clicked that buy it again yet.
Well, they're these kind of like Art Deco angular glasses. They look like they're almost, you know, what do you call them? Squares on top? But they're actually octagons. They have slight angles on the corners. And that's very pleasurable to sip a beverage out of. Right now I'm drinking a little bit of orange juice mixed with seltzer water.
There you go.
Out of mine.
That's how I was able to keep myself clean.
Orange juice and seltzer water.
Well, no, seltzer water. That's key. That's key to a sober September.
Well, I'm about
a sober November.
2 or 3 weeks. I think I'm closer to 3 weeks into total sobriety. I've stopped drinking energy drinks, which is
oh
crazy.
Jesus Christ!
I've never stopped doing that before.
You're like somebody who's in the program, but also quit smoking.
Well, I quit my nicotine lozenges that I was partaking in or that I was having. Those ran out yesterday, so I'm likely to commit murder very soon. It's starting to get real old, all this sobriety.
Yeah. Well, it also, but you know what? What's good about having those glasses, when I saw those glasses, old Descartes drinking out of it, I was like, that glass is the perfect glass to hold and to brood about things. You can just hold it and hold it. And no matter what kind of liquid's in it, you can just, you know, just the heftiness of that glass will just make you think.
Well, it's a much better gift than I gave you. And so it seems like I won birthdays this year. So thanks for that.
Nah, dude, I also buy great things with your gift. But talking about brothers, which I assume we are in the universe.
Uh-huh.
This is me trying to do a segue.
Yeah, I'm not sure which is more of a stretch, calling us brothers or your segue in general.
Yeah. But it's chapter 33. Jacob, I'll be honest, what happened last chapter was kind of confusing, but essentially Jacob, he spent 20 years gathering up a bunch of animals and wives and servants, and he had to just get out of there. And then he started just walking in the direction of his brother, and apparently he thinks his brother is just going to kill him.
Yeah, he sent away basically all of his possessions and family ahead of him to meet Esau and be like, please don't kill me, or please don't kill Jacob. He's going to be nice to you. And then he wrestled with God.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, Daniel.
God came down and wrestled with him.
God took the form of a man, and then they wrestled. You know what I should have thought of? This is something I should have thought of last week. I hope they wrestled like those Turkish oil wrestlers, you know, where they just got all oiled up, you know. And Jacob's used oil before.
Daniel, is that what you watch when you do your Twitch stream? You just got a window of oil wrestling up.
That's why I'm never talking on the streams, because I'm just too, you know, slack jawed looking at oil wrestlers.
Well, I think that's understandable. Since there are about 10 people who listen to our podcast, I'm gonna directly address Paulette, who when I say something like us being brothers is a stretch or anything like slightly derogatory to you, she'll pause the podcast, come in and frown at me when she listens to it. So
Paulette's out there looking out for me.
Let me just assure her that you're fine and not offended. I can see you on video.
I'm smiling. Well, that's better than Victoria, who just constantly reminds me that we don't read the chapters beforehand, and she wishes that we would do our research.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, if she would send that in an email to hostedpod@gmail.com, maybe we could take some feedback.
Yeah, but she's got to send in that feedback. She's really good at writing professional emails, too.
Well, Daniel, are you reading this week or am I?
I think I read last week.
All right. Well, I'm going to kick off Genesis chapter 33 here with my online new international version. Mine is titled Jacob Meets Esau.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to Esau coming back into the picture.
Well,
for those of you who are new listeners, he is Jacob's brother that he has screwed over. And he's a wild man who's covered in hair.
Oh, yeah, he's covered in red hair. He's like got that devil hair.
Red hair?
You know what? I don't care. I'm saying his red hair.
Well, he came out red, whatever that means.
Oh, okay.
Came out of the womb red, which could just mean he was covered in hair and the blood stuck to him. Yeah. All right. Genesis chapter 33. Jacob looked up, and there was Esau. One second, I got a burp. I did it off mic because I'm a gentleman. Jacob looked up, and there was Esau, coming with his 400 men.
Damn.
So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female servants. He put the female servants and their children in front, Leah and her child next, and Rachel and Joseph in the rear. He himself went on ahead and bowed down to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept.
They wept.
Then Esau What's that?
I'm sorry. I'm over here. I'm just picturing. I've already read this once, but I realized I read it too fast. I didn't catch that he bowed seven times. I'm just picturing him bowing, walking a little closer, then bowing again, then walking a little closer, and then bowing again.
He's doing his best to say he's a coward. Is what clearly Jacob is a coward.
He's just like putting it off. Like he just doesn't. He's like, ooh, he didn't shoot me that time. Oh, he didn't shoot me with an arrow that time.
Well, the number seven is important in the Bible, is something I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the number seven is it's a lucky number seven, or the hit movie,
thanks.
Lucky Number Schleven.
Thanks for the insight, Daniel. Let's get back to our weeping bros. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. Who are these with you? He asked. Jacob answered, they are the children that God has graciously given your servant. Then the female servants and their children approached and bowed down. Next, Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down. Esau asked, what is the meaning of all these flocks and herds I met? To find favor in your eyes, my lord, he said. But Esau said, I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself. No, please, said Jacob. If I have found favor in your eyes, accept this gift from me. For to see your face is like seeing the face of God. Now that you have received me favorably, please accept the present that I was brought to you. For God has been gracious to me, and I have all I need. And because Jacob insisted, Esau accepted it.
He's like, well, if you say so. This is so crazy. I can't help. I mean, the Bible doesn't add much context, but I like to add my own sometimes. But I can't help but think that Jacob is just like, he's calling himself his servant to Esau, you know, and he's just like forcibly trying to give him things. I just feel like he's just trying to get away. Like he's just trying to trick him, you know?
Yeah, I would not trust this from Jacob if I were Esau.
Yeah.
Like this would make me angrier because my history with Jacob would have been one of trickery.
Yeah, I mean he was born nipping at his heels. Esau shouldn't trust Jacob as far as his little hairy arms could throw him.
Do you like how I use the word trick and then trickery because I've mastered the English language so well that I couldn't think of like deception or anything.
And here, well, I mean, that's really the both of us. And we're so callous, or not callous, we're so, what is it, narcissistic.
Callously.
We thought that we deserve to be broadcasters, and not only broadcasters, but broadcasters who critique the most famous book in the world.
Oh boy, Daniel, we're gonna have a great time in hell.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna pick up with verse 12. Then Esau said, "Let us be on our way. I'll accompany you." But Jacob said to him, "My lord knows that the children are tender, and that I must care for the ewes and the cows that are nursing their young. If they aren't driven hard just one day, all the animals will die. So let my lord go on ahead of his servant, while I move along slowly at the pace of the flocks and the herds before me and the pace of the children until I come to my lord in Seir." Which, Seir is some sort of land.
Yeah, it's some sort of place. It's capitalized. It's important.
Verse 15, Esau said, "Then let me leave some of my men with you." "But why do that?" Jacob asked. "Just let me find favor in the eyes of my lord." So that day, Esau started on his way back to Seir. Jacob, however, went to Sukkoth.
Yeah, I was about to say, Sukkoth sounds right.
This is spelled like a Star Wars planet, Sukkoth, where he built a place for himself and made shelters for his livestock. That is why the place is called Sukkoth.
Huh?
After Jacob apparently Sukkoth means a place where you keep your livestock, I guess.
Okay. All right.
After Jacob came from Paddan Aram, he arrived safely at the city of Shechem in Canaan and camped within sight of the city for 100 feet. I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at how stupid I am. For 100 pieces of silver, for 100 pieces of silver, he bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, the plot of ground where he pitched his tent. There he set up an altar and called it El Elohe Israel.
So
the end.
Yeah, that's the end of the chapter. So he did. He ended up just pulling a fast one on his brother.
Like, well, I don't know what his intent is yet. Like, what the heck is going on?
I mean,
he just,
the way I interpret it, and I'll tell you what the Quest Bible says if we want to go to the Quest Bible.
That'd be great.
I interpret it as that he lied. He didn't lie to Esau, but he did. He did say, he was like, look, Esau didn't kill me. I think he might kill me later. I'm just gonna fucking get out of here. Like, I'm gonna have him not kill me, and then I'm gonna go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But the Quest Bible says, did Jacob lie to Esau? We don't know if Jacob actually met Esau in Seir. He may have simply had a change of plans once he settled in Succoth. He clearly did not want to travel with Esau. He may have feared Esau's violent mood swings and may not have wanted to risk traveling with him. Or,
man, the Bible has said nothing about Esau's mood swings. This is some speculation over here.
They did, you know, characterize him sometimes as a wild man.
Well,
but it also says he may have sensed that Esau had offered to accompany him only out of obligation. The Bible, well, this is a bit of a spoiler, so get ready for it. The Bible does not record any accusations of deceit from Esau when the brothers later meet to bury their father.
Okay. Well, that's good to know right now, because otherwise I would have spent the rest of the episode, you know, confused.
I don't know. I take it as Jacob just assuming that his brother would eventually want to do something to him or hurt him in some way, and so he tried to go off and settle somewhere safe. You know, just some 100% safe.
Yeah, this is, if we're going to rate this one, Daniel, I'm giving this a solid 1.5. I'm really disappointed. I was looking forward to this meeting. It's uneventful, aside from some bowing and some weeping. And then we don't even know what kind of a liar Jacob is.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know, this is like the meeting, you know, finally these guys are deep into their old age. They both have families and riches. Well, Jacob doesn't necessarily have riches, but he has a bunch of stuff.
Well, I think at this point in time, like, livestock is the extent of riches.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's got, like, jewelry and TVs.
Yeah. He just doesn't have, like, a permanent home, which, I mean, I guess at the end of the chapter he does. No, I'm with you. I'm giving this thing a 1.5.
Are you eating again?
I might have been. I thought you were gonna speak for a little longer. I'm gonna give this a 1.5. I ain't got no time for this. In this world,
I'm gonna give you a 1.5 as a co-host.
Cut that part out.
You hungry bastard.
Just eating a piece of mozzarella cheese. The produce place was closed, and I had to get my dinner at the liquor store.
Daniel, that's a giant wheel of mozzarella cheese. You're just biting directly out of it.
No, I'm taking this knife, and I'm cutting little holes off of it.
You're cutting holes out of it.
I'm digging for. That sounds like a country song, though. Buying your dinner at the liquor store.
I mean, that's a long title, but there was a song. I always wanted to make a song. I can't remember. I had this really great country song concept about 4 years ago, and it seems to have left my head.
I was listening to a podcast today that added a fourth verse to the song Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Uh-huh.
And in that last verse, they made it to where Jolene and then Dolly Parton, or the narrator of the song, actually they get together and create like a polyamorous like love triangle.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, look.
It sounds like it might be mildly entertaining if I heard it from the source.
Listen, this is
it. That reminds me. Go ahead.
I was just saying, this is the end of a placeholder chapter of the Bible. Okay. We're trying to stretch for good content.
Well, our rendition of Amazing Grace today was recorded by Judy Collins. I don't know who she is. The picture of her on this YouTube video is scary. You said her eyes looked like Rasputin eyes.
Yeah, yeah. She's the descendant of that that Russian fella, Rasputin.
But she's racking up some serious views on YouTube. I'm sure Judy Collins is, you know, an important person in music. So go buy a legal copy of that somewhere.
Yeah, go support that person.
Daniel, this week I was a guest on Normies Like Us, which you can find at normieslikeus.com, talking about Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. I have a lot more insightful things to say about Star Wars yeah. movies than I do about the Bible.
I don't know why we didn't do a Star Wars podcast. A good like wannabe producer like myself would have done that.
Daniel, in what way are you a wannabe producer?
Like, I wish I was a good producer, because if I was, I could produce a good podcast.
Oh. Well, clearly you're miles away from that goal.
That's awesome, man. I can't wait to listen. I love Normies Like Us. I love your episode on Star Trek Next Atmosphere. It was really great.
I like how you knew what it was and then stretched to pretend like you didn't. Listen. And it wasn't even a good joke.
I'm definitely going to use Star Wars Next Atmosphere in a funny, like, in another conversation. Well,
email us at hostedpod@gmail.com. Please send us some golly darn feedback. Next week, next episode, rather, we'll have our friend Brady Ness as a guest.
Yeah, and you know what? Since you made it this far in the podcast, I'll give you a little teaser, and I don't care if it spoils Adam or not, because sometimes we don't like to be spoiled. Anyways, there's some murder in the next chapter, and you know what? Next chapter is all about circumcision and a little bit of murder. So yeah, we'll be talking to our pal Brady Ness. It's gonna be really great. And some people are going to get their danged old heads chopped off.
And something else chopped off as well.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of that dick meat.
Well, thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. Have yourselves a fantastic couple of days.
Bar.
Bye-bye.